You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Where it falls on Friday. And there's a big discussion in the starting the price scheme. There's a discussion on how exactly to perform the meal of Erev Shabbos, the meal of Purim, together with the meal of Lish Shabbos. Okay, now you're going down to all the halacha details. But there is one of the concepts that we have is what's called Puris Mapo Mekadosh. What does Puris Mapo Mekadosh means? Essentially, it means you make a long meal. You start a meal of Shabbos, because we don't say Na'ayit, we don't say Agapet. We just say Kiddush. And then once we have that, you continue the meal. Basically, a long meal, which part one is Purim, and part two is Shabbos with Kiddush and bread in the middle. That's what the Kadmah, it's really in simply Reish Shainal, Shonach, Hilchot Shabbos. And the mice of the place you come out, the Puris Mapo Mekadosh is not great. Puris Mapo Mekadosh to do a meal which you start before Shabbos, continue in Shabbos, has all kinds of issues in Halacha. All kinds of snakes, we're not sure if you say a boy pure guffin, Machlaik is a grind that, if you say a moitzi, what do you do with Al Nisim? Several different issues that we have, that in mind after the meal, many, many issues. And the Ma'aril, who speaks about this specific case of Purim, that's a Friday, he puts in his shah, the shah is written, he says, should he do Purim Mapo Mekadosh? He says, no, Purim Mapo Mekadosh is only Shazat Chak. So he should do it. But then Ma'aril adds another sentence, and he says, well, maybe here it is Shazat Chak, so maybe that's why it's fine. But we find that the Rishonim tell us that you do Purim Mapo Mekadosh. Everybody's quoting the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Ksuvah, the Zion and with base, tells us that our minhag, says the Me'iri, is when you have Purim on Friday, we do a meal, and we go to Shabbos, and we continue in the meal. And he speaks about Ritzel Al-Nisim, okay, another Rishon, who tells us that they did praise Baba Mekadosh. The Gemara has a problem, because in the Mordechai's Mashra, he doesn't mind in the middle. The Mugavra has an issue with the Ma'ariv in the middle. I should be able to get back to it today if you have time. But the Mugavra brings it, says at the end of the day, your problems are on this scene. Maybe better to not to do that way. But the Rishayim say that's a minute. And the way of Shai de Belitsky was the biggest, one of the biggest, Hoyski that we had that dealt with Minhagim. He wrote a sefer called Purim Mishulash, which is that's the case of Yerushalayim. And at Perek Aleph, he spoke about what happens out of Yerushalayim, and he spoke about Purim, and he says, there's a minhag in Am Yisrael. There's a minhag in Am Yisrael that when Purim falls on a Friday, you do Purim Mapo Mekadosh. And I was dealing with this the next last few weeks. One of the things that bothered me the most, easy solution. You start a meal before Purim, you end the meal before Shabbos. You do Birkas HaMazon. You go down in Ma'ariv, you come back, and you do the meal of Shabbos. What's the big issue? So obviously, a peep shot, a simple understanding is, which is very difficult to stop a meal in the middle and go to two meals. But I think that through this question, we have something of pre-machshava, an understanding, the oimik came in a Purim. What is the reason that it was so important for us to connect Purim to Shabbos, have a meal of Purim going to Shabbos? So let's be reminded of that. One of the unique things of Purim, Chazal tells us, all the muyadim will not be there when Mashiach comes. Mashiach or when Olam Haba depends. When we get to the future world, there won't be Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos. There will be only Purim, and according to another Yusuf Chazal, Yom Kippur and Purim. But except Yom Kippur and Purim, there will be no other muyadim. The Rambam brings it to And the question is, what's shot that Purim out of all the Muyadim will remain? I mean, you won't have Kiyas Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. You won't have Matzah and Pesach, but you will have Purim. What shot that Purim stands lost low? In addition, we have a special din in Purim that we have to do Al Nisim. And Purim and Hanukkah are the only two Muyadim Sal and Nisim. It's a question of its own, which we're not going into today. What's of Shai Sal and Nisim on here? Why don't Sal and Nisim on Pesach? Should say Pesach. The Nisim, because we did to us, can you do for us? What's the matter with that? We don't say. Only in Purim and Hanukkah, which is Muyadim that came you know, the Kabbalah, the Chazal, okay, start to figure it out. But the biggest pele is that Purim is not an ace at all. There was no miracle in Purim. It was all Derech HaTeva. We're very happy to Hashem, and moided to Hashem that what He gave us. Did you call it a miracle? You call the Purim Alanisim, Alapurkun, Alanisim. You're talking about the nace. You know, it wasn't really an ace. How does Purim being defined as Alanisim? It's not only that, it's Alanisim and Derech Purim, special Nisim times. And Purim seems to be really not an ace. How do we understand all that? So, to explain that, let's start with the Indian that we did speak about in the past, the famous Indian regarding Purim. Both the Maharal and the Vilna Gaon point out that Megillas Esther does not have Shem Hashem. The name of Hashem is omitted from Megillas Esther. Why is that so? Why is the name of Hashem omitted? So as the Maharal and the Gaon explain, the idea is that Megillas Esther was a revelation. That I don't need to have the revelation of Hashem to see Hashem. I could see Hashem everywhere, anywhere, even without Gilui Hashem. When I have the name Hashem, in a sense, limiting the Gilui Hashem to the name of Hashem. So, he's giving up, okay, here's Hashem. But when it says the word before or before after, that's not the name of Hashem. If I don't have the name of Hashem, that really means that everything in the Megillah is the name of Hashem. Every occurrence, everything that happens is the name of Hashem. Because the Chiddush of Purim, the Chiddush of Megillas Esther, the Chiddush that we have these days is, the revelation of Hashem does not depend on something, on some appearance of Shem Hashem, of a miracle, of a revelation, but Derech HaTeva, the way we are, that's all revelation of Hashem. We always mention over here the what Rav Moshe Shapira Zechatzai Levrocha always used to say, it's brought down in the Gemara, Mizmor La'ayelas HaShachar. That the Mizmor in Tehillim that speaks about the Esther, it's called the Shachar, where it tells us, why is Esther Mishul the Shachar? She's compared to a morning. Ma Shachar, Seifa Laila, same with the morning is the end of the night. Of Esther Sofanissimos, Esther's the end of miracles. So the simple question is, so Esther be compared to morning or to night? You have revelations of miracles. As is morning or evening. Pastors, you think as the end of miracles. Why is Esther compared to turn away and be yet you then cause darkness and there's no light you see it. It's a momentary light. But what comes today is a constant light. It's a constant light. So they, I don't need to have a miracle. You have a way over here, the revelation of Hashem, without having a specific item, a specific mace. Just everything in nature is Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chiddush over here is the following. When we're talking about Purim, we're talking about the Chiddush of prayer. The idea is that usually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers Himself. That's the whole idea of the Olam. The Olam is the Lashon of Helem. You could steal a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is up, down, down, everywhere. We see it as a kindergarten, but we can't see it. In Purim, that Esther was removed. We of seeing Hashem without the kisur. That's one of the reasons why we have masks on Purim. Why do we wear costumes on Purim? We wear masks. Because then we realize that everything we see in the world, all the things, that, all nature, all the powers, all the koiches, it's all a mask. Underneath that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is under a mask. We are seeing that. Always, the whole time. The concept, more bloimic, the concept of Baruch Hu's mechase himself, covers himself, and you have to reveal him through different pe'ulos. Slowly through things or through Nisim stops a Purim. And Purim is a constant connection.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I heard a beautiful idea from Rabbi Yochanan ben Chacha. We have the Rav Yisrael so fascinating that the name Haman is the same name as the man that we had in the Midbar. Obviously, that Lashon HaKodesh is no coincidence. What's the idea that the name of the Rasha is the same name as the person who is, it was as the food that we eat in Shabbat? What's the connection to things? He said very nicely. So it sounds like this. What is man? The man is our food that we ate in the Midbar. And that really points out what a person is busy with in this world. The most busy thing that we are is parnasa. Man was the revelation that everything comes from Hashem. It was very clear. It was clear cut in front of our eyes. Because every morning you would go out and there'll be man out there coming from Shemayim. It was clear that the pe'ulus of the world that we're busy with is coming straight from Hashem. Every time we have food in the world, our brains process it. It's all a siyata d'shmaya. It's all like eating the kashbuch is drinking it. That's the chiddush. That's why, by the way, it's brought down the Parshas Haman in such a big thing in Parnassa. Right, Parshas Haman is good in the Shechonas. That's the chiddush. But we don't see Yad Hashem on things that we work and we toil on to get. We feel it's us. We work hard enough. The Haman is Amalek. Amalek is Gematria, okay? Do Gematria, as the Marisa says, Gematria is suffering. Doubt. He brings the doubt to the world. The Holy Hashem is to say, Hashem is not revealed in the world when Amalek is here. Amalek is the one who doubts, speaks, all the unfulfilled world that Amalek does. Amalek is the one who says, that I don't see Hashem here so clearly. We learn the word Haman from the word of the Pasuk, Hamin Ha'etz, Hashem Ha'etz, because both of us are the Marishon. Did you eat from Eitz Adas? Hamin Ha'etz, Hashem Ha'etz, did you eat? That's what Kishbo tells the Marishon. And from there, says Kishbo, says the Gemara, from here you learn Haman. Hamin Ha'etz. Why? Shachas over Haman. So the answer is, because what does Hamin Ha'etz? Kishbuch is asking Adam, did you eat from the tree I told you not to? Kishbuch knows exactly what happened. What's that question? That question reveals the concealment of this world. It seems like Kishbuch doesn't know. Adam and Eve did something and nobody realized. Kishbuch says, did you eat from the tree? Giving that opening that maybe it's not so clear that he knows it. Chas v'shalom. That's where Haman comes from. Hamin Ha'etz, Haman. Because the fact you have a question, did you eat from the tree? Not so clear. The lack of clarity, that's Haman in the world. Haman is a representation of Haman. When we conquer Haman, we realize that everything connects to Hashem. We have the Mun. We have the Mun. That's the idea of the Chiddush of prayer. To get to the concept of Mun. That all the things around us seem to be that it's going on. But did it come? It says that something called Yisoid Abba is revealed. That going to Kabbalah just using the words. Abba means father. The father is hiding. We don't see him. But when it comes Purim, the father reveals himself. The Arizal says that's what Megillah is called, Loshim Gilui. Why is Megillah Lashon Gilui? Because it's revealing. Revealing what always is being hidden. Purim is to reveal what always being hidden. Until Purim Yashem. Nace is nace face noises. What's a nace? Nace is a flag. You pick up a flag upright and say, oh, here I see it. Bring it down, I don't see it anymore. But Purim, you see it the whole time. Purim is the whole Purim means everything in the world is a shtickle nace. Al Anisim is Purim with Natsim. It's not only once in a while I have an ace. Al Anisim is an ace. It's the Gilu and all the Nisim. A constant Nisim in the world. That's what we say Al Anisim of Purim, because that's what Purim is coming to reveal. The constant Nisim that we have. And with that, we get to what's brought down, really, in many Sfarim, the idea of why Purim is not going to be bought to Los. Let's start with the way the Leshev says it. Leshev tells us, every Chag and Chag, every Moed that we have, is one way to connect, to elevate yourselves from the world here to something a little higher, to a Gilui of Hashem. When we get to Osig Lovoi, that's going to be constantly. The special Ashpahs that we have in Rosh Hashanah, we can have it there every day. The special Ashpahs of Pesach, we have that every day. I don't have to have a Mayid to tell me that. I don't have to have another Chag to elevate ourselves, to be able to connect to something, because we always will be connected. Purim, what is Purim? Purim, based on what we're learning now, explaining a little bit what Lesha means, Purim is the idea that I connect everything in the world to Hashem. That's something that will be on Hama. What it means is that Purim means every single thing in the world that we see a regular day-to-day life is also Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Teva is Hashem, Teva Gematria like you. But the Teva is Hashem, nature, everything that's happening in the Pulois, everything that we're doing, all the Ishtamlis, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the relation of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is going to be Purim. That's what it means that Purim continues there. I'm not going to have a special Chag to get up to something. It will be a constant thing. That's what Purim is all about. But in this world, I can have Purim only one day a year. And furthermore, Purim is only the really, that's what it says, the Indian of Ad Lo Yoda. We can't really comprehend Purim. We don't have the ability to chop what Purim is all about. Because Purim means that Hashem is here the whole time. Can I live in such a way? No. So the only way to do it is Ad Lo Yoda. I get the bots of the shikhas. That's what I can connect to Purim. Obviously, the other message is, I take away my das and say, give me to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because in this world, I can have my das and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's das, and to say it's really the same. It doesn't work. But that's what will be lost in love. So lost in love will be a chag of Purim, meaning the chag that we realize everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we're going to be living that way. I'm not going to have a new chag telling you, oh, I can take the Shemir, I can take the Shemir, because I'm going to be already connected the whole time. But I'm going to have Purim telling me that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way the Maharal says it, the Maharal tells us, the reason Purim will remain, so he says, the Purim is a time that we came from Misa L'chaim. And therefore, it's the same thing, that's what it says L'olam Haba. So, Ramosha, Zechet Zan Levroch, explain, what does it mean? Pshat is, what does it mean Misa L'chaim? Meaning that Purim represents Tchias HaMesim. Why? What is Tchias HaMesim? Tchias HaMesim means, you have your own body. Let's say the way the Shlo says it. A person has a neshama from above and has a guf from the bottom. The guf that we have in this world can't go to Olam Haba. After Chet Adam HaRishon, this guf is too low. It can't connect to that high spirituality. It can't become spiritual. So therefore what? There's Misa, there's death. The neshama goes up to Shemayim. The guf goes down here to the earth. And then it decomposes and is reborn again. To go to Tchias HaMesim, to be able to go into the Olam Haba. So meaning our goof is too physical, it can't go to Olam Haba. Through Tchias HaMesim, it can elevate the physical. That's what Tchias HaMesim is all about. Says the Maharal, Purim is Misa L'chaim. It's taking the physical and elevate it, associate Tchias HaMesim. Meaning what? That you take the physical and elevate it. I'm able to look at all the physicality in the world and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. So that's where it belongs. The Chiyas Amesi means I'm elevating my physical body to Hashem, to Olam Haba. Purim is a model of the physical world to Hashem. That's where it belongs to Olam Haba. But all the physicality becomes a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept that Purim belongs to Olam Haba, because that's all avoid the Purim, that everything here is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can live it and feel it and understand it now, but that's what's going to be like Olam Haba, and that's where Purim belongs to. That's the concept Purim belongs to. Through this we go to understand the Suda Purim. Yossi Shonkov showed me this Shem Yishmuel, beautiful Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel and Purim Tafresh Haimei explains, he brings the name of his father, the Sokhat Shavu, the Abnei Nezer, says you realize that we don't have, usually during the weekday, we don't have time of Achilas Kodesh. When do we have a Suda of Kedusha? Shabbos, Yom Tov. You know, Chol HaMoed is not so clear. During the week we don't have, except twice. Erev Yom Kippur, which we'll leave aside for now, and Purim. Purim is a weekday. And you have a Suda's Kodesh. So says the Shem Yishmuel, what's the Pshat in that? Because the Pshat is that exactly the point we're talking about. That you're able to come and elevate the Yom Chol to be Kodesh. There's a Chiddush over here. He goes into a little bit Kabbalistic terms of what happened after Haman died. But according to what we just said before, it's clear. And that's what he connects it to. The Man, what was the Man? Because the Man was food that came from to our physical body, to elevate the physical body. It's brought down, Nechem Abim, Nechem Shemaloch Yashar, Soichli Moisu. It's taking your physical body and elevating it. That's why it says, learning the Torah, the Tanchum says, the Torah was given only to people to eat the man. Because only when you eat the man, you're able to elevate the spiritual. Says, Suudas Purim is Suudas Man. Suudas Haman. Suudas Man. What is the God of this world? Usually you don't have a Suudas clay dish in the middle of the weekday. Only when it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. But he's not just here, but he's still in the Suda's Kodesh, because I'm able to elevate the physicality. That's the idea of the Suda's Purim. That's the idea of that elevation. By the way, the Iker Mitzvah of Adel Lo Yoda is when? The Iker Mitzvah of Adel Lo Yoda is Dafka in the Suda. Because the Suda is the Suda's Man, the elevation to there. Meet me, Mela. What? I have a physical suda during the week. I have a spiritual suda. Purim takes the physical suda during the week and makes it kodesh. That's the chiddush of Purim. The whole Purim is that everything that we have, everything we touch is all nice. There's no Shem Hashem because everything is Hashem. It's the chiddush that we're connected the whole time. Says the Shem Shmuel continues on to say, what's the difference between Erev Yom Kippur and Purim? Erev Yom Kippur fits the past. All the past are able to elevate Erev Yom Kippur. Purim is the hachana for the future. I have a suda of Shabbos, suda of Gdusha. Shabbos may not have all. But how can I connect my physical world to it? That's what Purim is all about. And that's what he says. I'm going to add here the sentence. V'dvarein yonah she was Purim in the Ein Achilas Haman. Yishleim anami she'im tzoi. That's the bridge, la vigdusha seuda Shabbos v'yom tov, lekol seudas v'yachol shkol shana. I can bring the gdusha of Shabbos to the whole year through the seuda prayer. That's what he says. They always, if that's the seuda prayer, that's what it is. Mimele. And this connects obviously everything we're speaking about. The whole idea of prayer is elevating the physicality. The whole idea of prayer is taking the physical world and Shabbos vocals there. So the Suda's Purim is taking the physical element that we have and connecting it to up there. That's what Purim does. As Mele, with this, maybe, I was trying to find anybody else speaks about it clearly, I couldn't find it. But actually, that's the pshat, that there's a min in Am Yisrael, that when Purim falls on Friday, I purposely do Purim's Mapo and Mekadesh, I connect the Suda's Purim to the Suda's Shabbos. I do one long meal. Even though I maybe get away with it. But there's a meaning to do it. Because the whole Suda's Purim is the connector between this world to Olam Haba. Shabbos made in the this world is a physical world. But I'm connecting, I'm elevating this world to the earth. That's what Purim is all about. And that's what Purim is all about. So mainly I want to show it over here. That I'm connecting the Seudas Purim to the Seudas Shabbos. It's one long Seuda. It's a Seuda that I start as Purim that brings me the Seuda of Shabbos. This year, we have the feel. We know that it's every year something. Purim is a connect to the Shabbos. Feel it and touch it and do it. Start with the meal. The whole Purim is a Friday that goes into Shabbos. Tim Ashishi that brings you to the Seuda, the Shabbos. The Friday that connects you to the higher level of Olam Haba. Because that's what Purim is all about. And that may be the source of Minhag Yisrael. And not only the Purim brings you to Shabbos, the Seudas Purim should be one with the Seudas Shabbos. Praise Rabbi Mekadesh, because the whole idea of Purim is to bring Kedusha to every element in this world. And really the message of this, is to go out for Purim and to remember to take that everything physical that we have in the world and try to see the Kedusha in it. Because that's the power of Purim, to bring Kedusha to every physical element of this world. Freilich HaPurim, everybody. Is Hashem, we should be zayche through the Purim to get to the Shabbos, to the full Olam Haba, b'meirah b'yameinu, amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.